USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The second day of President Trump's impeachment trial in the U.S. Senate will begin this afternoon. Towards the end of a marathon day one, Supreme Court Justice John Roberts had to admonish those on both sides, reminding them that the Senate chamber is known as the world's greatest deliberative body.
One reason it has earned that title is because its members avoid speaking in a manner and using language that is not conducive to civil discourse.
As he wrapped up a visit to the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland this morning, President Trump suggested to reporters he could show up to the trial himself before it's all over.
I'd love to go. Wouldn't that be great?
So
wouldn't that be beautiful?
Go?
I don't know. I'd sort of love to sit right in the front row and stare at their corrupt faces. I'd love to do it. I don't know. Don't keep talking because you may convince me to do it.
This is USA Radio News.
130 million Americans made resolutions for 2020, with more than half focused on health. But most resolutions are broken by February. To help you start down the path toward better health outcomes, Ancestry Health is delivering actionable insights for you and your family. Marjan Champagne, Ancestry spokesperson and board-certified and licensed genetic counselor.
Through a supportive, actionable, and affordable experience, Ancestry Health includes access to educational information, genetic counseling resources, printable consumer and physician-ready reports, and a family health history tool, so you can take proactive steps with your healthcare provider to address potential health risks identified in your genes and family health history.
Why is the time right for Ancestry Health?
Your genes don't need to be your destiny. Understanding your familial and inherited health risks can help you take action to improve your chances of better health now and in the future.
Start down the path toward better health with Ancestry.com/health.
The Harvey Weinstein sex crimes trial in Lower Manhattan will see opening statements today, and the first witnesses are expected to testify among a handful who prosecutors are expected to call upon to take the stand. Some of the Weinstein accusers, including actress Rosanna Arquette, have been taking part in demonstrations outside the courthouse against the disgraced movie mogul.
I stand in solidarity with the brave survivors who will take the stand against Harvey Weinstein in this trial.
A West Virginia lawmaker is inviting the National Rifle Association to move its headquarters that are currently in Virginia to the neighboring Mountain State. In a letter to the NRA's headquarters in Fairfax, Virginia, Republican State Senator Randy Smith cited the push for much stricter gun laws in Virginia, including one to limit handgun purchases to one a month. Smith contrasted it with West Virginia's relatively gun-friendly laws. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
World leaders meeting in Israel for the 5th World Holocaust Forum. This year's forum marking the 75th anniversary of the liberation of the Auschwitz-Birkenau concentration camp. The title of this year's gathering is Remembering the Holocaust and Fighting Antisemitism. An Arizona woman is accused of killing her 3 young children. Phoenix police say 22-year-old Rachel Henry smothered her 3-year-old son, 2-year-old daughter, and 7-month-old daughter to death in their Phoenix home. The children found dead on Monday night, and Henry was arrested after admitting to killing them. A police spokeswoman saying she's been booked on 3 counts of first-degree murder. Utah's ban on conversion therapy for LGBTQ kids is now law. The ban went into effect last night. Conversion therapy is a widely discredited practice that aims to change a person's sexual orientation or gender identity. The new law allows the state to revoke the licenses of psychologists and therapists who ever use the practice. Utah is the 19th state in the nation to ban that therapy. And today's the deadline for those affected by the Equifax data breach to file a claim. The agreement with Equifax includes a $425 million restitution fund and credit monitoring for up to 10 years. That 2017 data breach affected nearly half of the U.S. population. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.